morning. Welcome in to our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Klachetka from Dr. Beth Speaks, or from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. As we work our way into another week, another show, and just trying to get by day by day. How are things going with you? We've been talking the last few weeks about COVID-19 and everything else. Just a quick update before we dive into today's topic. How are things going for you and the business and everything else?
You know, first, good morning, Mike. It's really good to be with you again, and remotely, of course. Things are going well, and I do want our listeners to know that we are very welcome to take calls. We will work with whatever insurance you have, because there's a lot of things going on for people, and sometimes it helps to have a neutral person that you can talk to and figure out how you want to approach things. So, yeah, we're busy, but we have openings if people want to reach out to us.
All right. We'll kind of give some of the reminders on how to do that towards the end of our segment. We're rapidly approaching Mother's Day, and that's kind of our topic for today.
Well, it is, because, you know, this is a new thing, sheltering in place on Mother's Day. You know, usually we spend time, we're hugging, we're together, and it's difficult this year. We got to be more creative, and it's not just moms. You know, sometimes it's an aunt or a grandma or a special neighbor or teacher who has really influenced us as we were growing up, and we want to remember them. And it's remembering these kinds of things that we normally do that kind of keep us feeling like we're on the right track, you know? So I don't know if you've given any thought to that kind of stuff yet, Mike. It comes quickly, doesn't it?
Well, to be honest with you, when I saw your printout for the topic for today's show, it was kind of like a slap in the face. Mother's Day, oh my goodness, and then I kind of needed that reminder.
Well, and you know, when we're busy and everything's different, we all do. And we've still got a week or so to do it. But, you know, I looked up some things because I thought, what could we do that would be fun? And here's some things that online resources came up with. So you can visit through a window or outdoors. I know that nursing homes and assisted living are very, very strict, and they don't want any approaching because they really want everyone to stay healthy. But you can make a poster and stand on a sidewalk way far away and just say, hey, look out your window. And I have a mini parade. I've seen parades all through our neighborhood. Cars line up from family members. They put little signs in the window or the window pane. Happy Mother's Day could be on there. Lots of kids love to put chalk messages on driveways.
Yes.
On the sidewalk. You see them on Facebook all the time. You know, if everyone can control themselves and the weather cooperates, you could be outdoors 6 feet apart together. Now, I'm not suggesting we break any rules, but staying that distance, and many people can do that if they want to. And there's always the virtual stuff. Have you done any of that?
No, but I've seen it, and the kids are showing me videos all the time that they see.
Right, and so, you know, like people can make videos on their phone, or, you know, this would be difficult for me to do a cooking class together with, you know, a mom online, but you can do that, and there's electronics that help that. You can sign up for a book club together or agree to read a book together and talk about it on a regular basis. And, okay, a teenager had to tell me this, Netflix party.
Oh.
You can both agree to watch a certain show at a certain time, and it's got then your little pictures, you sign up somehow, your little pictures on the side. If one has to pause to go get something to drink or take a break for a second.
Oh, wow.
It pauses. It's great. So you're watching together apart.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. There's so many cool things. Workout classes. I think moms would love to see old photographs, or grandmas would see old photographs and talk about them, memories, you know, over the internet. Also, getting mail that is not asking for money or, you know, some other kind of just crazy thing is always good. A letter, a card is good. We can offer services. I'll run to the store for you, or other errands that need to get people out and about that are necessary. Yard work, you know, getting something done around the house. Or you can send things like a favorite takeout, flowers, a gift card, new family pictures, update what everybody looks like. There's so many creative things to do. But this year, because we can't deliver them necessarily on the day, you gotta have to plan ahead. And so that's why I really want to think about it this week rather than the day before.
Well, and again, too, as we just about out of time, we want to remind folks how they can get a hold of Safe Harbor Counseling and find out more from you about this or any of the other topics we've talked about or just something else that's on their mind.
Right. Well, the quickest way, of course, is to call 630-466-8657. And we're having the call forwarded to me, so you will talk to me directly or leave a message with me and I'll call you back. There's always the website, safeharboril.com.
All right, that's our show for today. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us every week at the same time. It is Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Klochetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. You can find out more at safeharboril.com and join us again next Monday for our next show.